A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exalt, exalt with her, all you who are mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You are the highest honor of our race.
You are the highest honor of our race.
Blessed are you, daughter, by the Most High God, above all the women on earth, and blessed be the Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth.
You are the highest honor of our race.
Your deed of hope will never be forgotten by those who tell of the might of God.
You are the highest honor of our race.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi Domine.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although they who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel
Verbum Domini.
St. Louis Marie de Montfort, years before Our Lady appeared at the Grotto of Masabiel in Lourdes, set forth this very sound principle in True Devotion to Mary. Because God has decided to begin and accomplish his greatest works through the Blessed Virgin ever since he created her, we can safely believe that he will not change his plan in the time to come. For he is God and therefore does not change in his thoughts or his way of acting. When our Lord appeared in his incarnation and birth, he alone was able to choose his mother in the circumstances and manner of his birth. For mother, the Son chose the poorest, most humble, yet magnificent and grace-filled woman. Poor for all things she did not possess. And she ascribed even those good things to the loving mercy of God, her Savior. Yet she was enriched from the first moment of her immaculate conception with every grace and blessing in the heavens. So in Mary we see perfectly the work of grace in motion. Our Lady and Saint Joseph were also poor in the external circumstances of life. They had to trust in the Heavenly Father for their daily bread. They could only afford 2 turtle doves for the presentation of Jesus. Our Lord therefore chose poverty together with Our Lady as the most fitting space for the richness of grace to blossom. And finally, in the circumstances of his birth, God moved many hearts to ensure that this little child, yet mighty God, would travel before birth to Bethlehem. At the decree of emperors and governors, that he would already be rejected by the innkeepers and so be born in a stable, in a cave, with a trough for a bed. Mary, as every good mother, prepared for his birth by bringing the swaddling bands of love. So when Our Lady appears in Lourdes, by God's design and grace, she appears not in the magnificent palaces of kings, but in a grotto, unprepared, littered with trash and the bones of animals, a place known to the sordid. In every respect, this is not where we would want, not what we would prepare for Mary. Bernadette and her sisters were collecting sticks in that area when the beautiful lady appeared, doing something simple, normal, ordinary. The sinless purity and the marvelous beauty of Our Lady transformed that place into a fountain of grace and cleansing mercy which has not relented. that Mary has chosen to bring Christ to birth once more in the heart of the little uneducated Bernadette, and to enrich her poverty with the beauty of holiness. And in truth, the endless questioning of this little girl by curious onlookers and churchmen was a boundless test of heroic virtue that many thought Bernadette to be too lowly, too poor, and insignificant for Our Lady to appear to her, for God to do any work in her. This is how we often treat the poor. And what does this say about how we understand Mary? About what God chose and blessed in her? What does this say about God? It's a beautiful aspect of the wedding feast of Cana that Our Lady waited until there was no more wine. You know, certainly she noticed before, but she waits until they're totally poor and open to the wine of love. For us here and today in the daily circumstances of life, many of us struggle with this thought, whether God truly cares for me in my poverty and pain, whether he acts in my life, whether he loves me, forgives me, guides me. So unknowingly, we are affected by the way of the world and love for the things of this world. We come to believe not with divine faith, but with human considerations, that to be near God, I must be perfect, to have everything, so to speak, to be beautiful, smart, to be like Our Lady, to have a good job or health. Remember, the solution to there are several solutions to the Immaculate Conception, but God works first. You know, so Our Lady is like she is because God works first. And God knows the heart. God creates the heart. The fact is that our Lord most often performs, maybe say always, but most often performs his greatest works through and in the midst of poverty, suffering, darkness, even despair. He was crucified out of weakness, but for our forgiveness. And from that abyss poured forth the marvelous love of God. His mercy is an endless fountain of healing tears. So he is here with us in the darkness. And Our Lady, being a mother in a way surpassing even our natural mom, she brings us to Jesus by sharing with us the love of her Immaculate Heart. She recognizes the need, the emptiness of the jars, you know, of the stone jar that we are, the cracked pot. So be not afraid to present woundedness, poverty, sin, depression, lowliness, fear, any such thing to Mary, to God. God does not fear this. He enters into poverty to bring with it the love, the glory, the power of God.